Hello, welcome to Spiritually Fed. My name is Bree Marshall. I am a wife, mother, a runner, baker, and I am so glad you are here with me today. Here, I love to share my personal life and spiritual experiences to connect and relate with you. I am hoping that you find spiritual moments and love. Let's share our experiences together. Hello, welcome all you wonderful people. I am so glad that I'm able to talk to you again every week. I love showing up. I was just actually reading before I started this episode. I was reading some older articles and older things that I've written about, and it just really strengthened my spirit. And I just want you to know that that's the whole point of what I'm doing here with you guys, is I want you to know everything I'm sharing is what's strengthening me because of the Holy Ghost and the light of Jesus Christ. And it just brightens my day. I know that these are my experiences, but I love to look back and see the ways the Spirit prompted me to shift a thought or to be a little bit better. So I hope that you guys are able to do this. Just write down your feelings. Write a good letter to yourself. Oh my gosh, isn't that funny that I said that? A good letter to yourself, because that's what I'm talking about today. I'm going to be talking about, it's already up on my website, spirituallyfedblog.com. It's called A Good Letter to Myself. And I needed to write this to me. I actually wrote this back a little ways. I don't even remember when I wrote this, but I was reading through it and I was like, this is needy. It needs to be uploaded for you guys today, and I'm so glad that I get to share it with you guys. So we're just going to go ahead and get started, but I hope that you are subscribed and I hope that you're able to connect with me and reach out. I really want to hear from you. I think you guys are all doing amazing, and let's just go from there. So I want to tell you a little thought that I think of every day. It's my inner voice. I know it's the Spirit comforting me, but it's saying, you are doing the best you can. I see it. So often we get wrapped up in our sorrows and pains from experiences we face. And when we do, we tend to feel thoughts of worry, fear, and sadness. Those can last some time. More time than what we want most of the time, right? And I've gone through some experiences that weigh on me. I either overthink them and make them hurt from my thoughts more than I need to. There's times where I sit in silence and think about it, or I cry, or I can allow the sadness to stay too long. And I have been feeling sadness from some past experiences. I think we all go through this where we think about something that we did in the past and it can be something we dwell on a little bit too long. But there was something where I was dwelling on it a little too long, and I allowed the sadness from these past experiences to finally start working through me. But I'm trying to find more joy from it, and more joy now from what I'm experiencing because of that experience in my family and daily life experiences. So I felt the Spirit prompt me a little while ago from an experience that was very difficult for me to bear, actually, probably one of my hardest. And I just could feel the Spirit prompt me. I heard these words just so clearly. It might be long, but it was so good. It said, Bree, I understand you are hurting. It's completely understandable. Don't rush it. You can take the time you need. Please know that Jesus Christ loves you and is aware of you. This pain is only for a small moment, and you will have increased joy because of this, and you are doing the best you can. I see it. I see you with so much joy in your heart. You are doing great. I want you guys to put your first name in front of that. I actually had to write that down really quickly after I heard it. I want you to put your name in there and then replay this and think about it in your own way. But when I heard those words, I felt so much joy and peace. Peace I was needing for some time. It was a great reminder of the joy our Father in Heaven desires for us to have. And we will experience pain that will change us and grow us. But I know along the way, we will find so much joy as well. I can see it. I can see the joy and the change and the interactions with my family. And because of that, I've been wanting to listen intently more to my family. And I've been desiring for them to reach their best potential, even in their trials. And I'm just wanting to connect and truly, truly love each of them for who they are and who they are becoming. So this morning, I wrote this down, but I guess I started saying this morning. This was a little while ago, but I published it saying this morning. I should have edited that, but hey, here we are. So a little while ago, Dom, Ryan, and I were driving to swim lessons, and Dom went to go fishing, and we were in the same car, and I just dropped him off. But before I dropped him off, Dom and I just expressed our love and gratitude for one another, and it was perfect. I'm telling you, doing that at least once a day or anytime you can with your spouse really just brightens my heart. Moments like that are where I find joy in the middle of some sorrow. And I love connecting with my husband. I love connecting with my children. And it's just great. It really boosts everything. So, and I love that he was able to do something he loved when he went fishing, while Ryan and I went swimming. And I love that I was able to go swimming with Ryan and do something that she loves. Hi, there's Ryan. She's here with me. So I love doing the things that my family and I love to do. I love seeing them do it. And it really unites and connects us together. Huh, Ryan? When we are loving our lives and come together to love each other for our passions and dreams. And when I was praying that night after that experience with him fishing and me swimming with Ryan, I just shared these wonderful moments with my Father in Heaven. That's another thing. I just love conversing with my Father because he knows me the best. He knows you the best, and he knows the intentions of our hearts. And I just felt his embrace and his love that night. It was just so powerful. And I loved that I could feel in my prayer all that I am doing to be the best me, the best wife, the best mother I can, and daughter was by connecting and showing encouragement with my husband and my children. And I know that when we are in the midst of grieving and regrowing or wanting to work through something, those connections and encouragement from Heavenly Father and with our family and with ourselves helps us grow and find joy in our blessings. And my blessings now in the past have all come with a feeling of love. My growth as a human, my love for my husband and his growth, my love for my children and their growth, my love for the growth we are all doing and loving each other through it for who we are and who we are becoming. I have to share, I love Natalie Clay. If you guys want to check out her podcast, you just look up Natalie Clay. I actually don't remember the name of her podcast. She's a marriage coach through the Life Coach School, which you guys will get to know me really well about. I love the Life Coach School by Brooke Castillo, but Natalie Clay is a coach through her school. And she always says at the end of her podcasts, as the episode is ending, she says, among all the feelings you choose to feel, love is the very best. And it is so true. Like, Heavenly Father knows we are experiencing pain. He knows we endure trials that are uncomfortable. Yet, when we choose love during those difficult times, they do somehow become easier to bear and draw us closer to our Savior, Jesus Christ. I wanted to share a talk from Elder Neil L. Anderson called Wounded from the 2018 General Conference. He's an apostle in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but he says something so beautifully. He says, the Savior is our Good Samaritan, sent to heal the brokenhearted. He comes to us when others pass us by. With compassion, he places his healing balm on our wounds and binds them up. He carries us. He cares for us. He bids us, come unto me, and I shall heal you. And Jesus shall suffer pains and afflictions and temptations of every kind, that he might take upon him the pains and sicknesses of his people, taking upon himself our infirmities, being filled with mercy. Come, ye disconsolate, where ye languish. Come to the mercy seat, fervently kneel. Here, bring your wounded hearts. Here, tell your anguish. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. At a time of enormous suffering, the Lord told the prophet Joseph, all these things shall give thee experience and shall be for thy good. How can painful wounds be for our good? In the crucible of earthly trials, patiently move forward, and the Savior's healing power will bring you light, understanding, peace, and hope. Love is so powerful. It can heal a broken heart or the wounded. Jesus Christ to me is that true definition of love. As I pray with him daily, I feel his love and presence, and he is ever, ever extending his hand with love and encouragement to me, to you, to those who have hurt you, those that you've hurt. He is reaching towards all of us, and he desires us to find the joy in all that we bear. It's not always easy, but the joy from our growth and learning is worth it. That is it, my friends. That was the good letter to myself. And I want to share, like, I am doing the best I can. I can see it. And I'm doing my best to choose love as much as I can. I want to say that now for you. You are doing the best you can. You can see it. And do your best to choose love as much as you can. It's the best way to endure and grow. Thank you so much for showing up here, you guys. I can't wait to keep connecting with you and sharing more goodness. Have a great day. Bye. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so glad that you were able to tune in. If you are wanting more content, please check out my website, spirituallyfedblog.com. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode and you're able to get my emails. I hope we can connect and become friends. Much love, Bree.